When the bell above the door jingles, I quickly close the document and decide to return to a little guilty Drew Danforth research. Sure, reading about a celebrity is kinda pathetic, but at least it's not vulnerable in the same way my writing is. Drew Danforth's face smiles at me from an article I just opened, and I grimace. Then look up to see Drew Danforth. I do a double take as I watch him walk past my table and toward the counter. "What can I get you?" Chloe says.
"A small black coffee, please,"
Drew says, then glances into the bakery case beside the counter.
"And, one of those, I guess."
"Oh, those are my cherry almond bars, and..." Chloe's friendly, customer-pleasing smile melts off her face, replaced by sheer amazement. "Wait, you're..." Drew pulls off his beanie, sending droplets of water flying.
"Nope, not me. I just look a lot like him."
Chloe ignores his words. "Drew Danforth!" she squeals. Drew turns and sees me. His eyes light up with recognition and his mouth quirks into that infuriating little smirk. I self-consciously patted my hair, which the misty snow rain outside has turned into even more of a frizzball than usual. He walks toward me, the coffee shop floorboards creaking.
"Coffee girl," he says easily. "In your natural habitat, I see."
"Hello," I say, lifting my chin and trying to appear confident. "Guy who just looks like Drew Danforth." He bites his lower lip.
"Yeah, it's me."
Then he takes a glance at my laptop screen. I follow his eyes. "Oh, no, oh no," I say, hurriedly closing the gossip site about Drew.
"Were you?"
he says slowly. "No."
"Were you Googling me?"
He looks at me again, eyebrows raised. "I wasn't. I angrily click out of two more tabs with pictures of Drew. I stare at my screen in disbelief. How can this be happening?
"At home, hemorrhoid relief,"
Drew reads, leaning in as if to get a closer look at my screen. "This is for work," I say, snapping the laptop shut. "Not that it's any of your business."
"I don't know," Drew shrugs. "It seems pretty informative."
"Black coffee?" Drew turns around to grab his cup. Chloe hands him a paper bag containing his cherry almond bar and smiles so sweetly that I start to think she's going to curtsy.
"Have a good night,"
Drew says to Chloe as he heads toward the door. Right before he opens it, he meets my eyes and says,
"Good luck with your work. I think it's gonna help a lot of people."